Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No, Mr. Big Voice Man, I done told you. It's Luke Morrow in for the OG John Lopez. I'm still Reginald Atula, though. Of course, Figgy Fig hanging out with us. And you on the text line, 713-572-4610. And on the Mokarem and Drew live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio, or YouTube page, Sports Radio 610. And then Twitch chat is 610 Houston. Some people texting in. There's a number of people who are indeed autographed light lovers and just generally appreciators of memorabilia. So shout out to y'all. And that is Luke Morrow, if you want to send all of your hate. What is the Twitter account? It's at Luke Morrow, isn't it?
At Figgy Fig. Whatever.
at the yeah. Figgy Fig, yeah, if you want to yell at Luke Morrow.
Yeah. Just to clarify. There's no problem with getting, like, having autographs or even purchasing autographs or signed cards, signed memorabilia.
So what is the problem then, Luke?
I'm talking about the people that specifically stake out these athletes either at the hotel or even at the ballpark, these grown men, and they box out the kids at the front of the line, and they're very desperate, and they're always rude, and they have no social skills, and they just have these binders filled with countless cards or even printed out photos of these people just to get the signatures so they could go home and sell them online. That's lame. If you collect autographs, if you do it, somebody said like they have their uncle has season tickets behind home plate at Yankee Stadium. Sure, if you go about it the organic way, nothing wrong with that. But when you're trying to like stalk these athletes, you don't even have tickets to the game, but you just hang out outside the ballpark with your binder of cards to get autographs, lame. Find a new hobby.
All right, I do want to follow that up a little bit, but we will get to this this AFC South conversation here in a second. But Figgy, you did mention the Kelsey Plum at the team hotel where there were some folks staking out for some signatures. Did you agree with the larger kind of conversation that that came up where people were like, "Yo, WNBA not ready for prime time because that's part and parcel of being big time league if you want to be covered as such."
Yeah, I get that conversation, and I've seen this before. I mean, people are bringing it up also with the whole conversation of, like, the men and women national soccer teams where, like, if you want the treatment the same way as the men's side of the sports world, it comes with some of the negatives as well. Like, you can't just have all the positives. If you want to be treated equally, let's say, right, if you want the same terms as the NBA, if you're in the WNBA, then, yeah, it comes with more heat, and it comes with more criticism, and it comes with everything else that the NBA players have to deal with. You can't just have all the positives of being an athlete. And I get from the athlete perspective, like, you have to understand that with the fame and fortune comes the adulation, the people that are going to bug you at restaurants and outside and all that sort of stuff. And so I do think there's a certain way to handle it. It's something that you need to expect, as annoying as it is. But to answer your question, I do get the conversation of, like, yeah, this, you know, if you want all the attention, if you want to be this popular league, this is what comes with it.
Yeah, that's how I go. And I just saw a video yesterday. I guess LeBron was in New York walking into a building or something, and some guy was just bleeping all over LeBron James, talking about you suck. He was just cussing him out, and LeBron ain't even acknowledge the guy. Just had to walk in. You get that type of stuff too, being a well-known star like that. And I know she didn't get that, but sometimes you gotta appreciate somebody that's actually being a fan of yours. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be a little weird, but I wouldn't say it out loud.
Yeah, and I mean, to be fair to her, I don't know that she was like being unreasonable, or maybe unreasonable is not the right word, but I don't think she was being wild about it. But she was like, "You don't think this is weird?" But I think a lot of people were like, "You just kind of."
I would have just kept it to myself,
right? Exactly.
I would have got in the building and be like, "Man, that stuff is always creeps me out.
It's kind of weird." All right, who's going to be the most impactful newcomer in the AFC South? Obviously, the Texans, still the leaders in the clubhouse in the AFC South by most people's estimations, except for some weird folks that oddly put some other teams as the favorites to win the AFC South. But I think it's interesting because there's a few newcomers that are in the league, or in the division rather, that I'm intrigued by, and who's going to have the biggest impact. Travis Hunter is there with the Jaguars. We were just talking about him getting a big-time cash up front type situation with his deal being signed and with all of his money getting to him. he's an intriguing guy playing both sides of the football and adding something that they desperately need, which is a good cornerback, but then also another offensive weapon to maybe help that offense be a lot more interesting under Liam Cohen. There's him. There's the number one overall pick that is probably the least treated like the number one overall pick since one of these offensive linemen got drafted first overall in the NFL in Cam Ward, a quarterback that is super necessary for the Titans. Will Levis, by a lot of metrics, was bad, was just bad, except for that one time where he played the Texans. And, you know, like, what does that mean for a team in the Titans? And then Daniel Jones, it feels like, is very likely to be the starter for the Colts, who are probably the team that is closest to you and needed some competent quarterbacking. And I, you know me, I always think, when I think competent quarterbacking, I think Daniel Jones.
Of course.
But, like, which of those guys has the opportunity to be have the biggest impact as a newcomer to this division?
It's a really good question, because I do think you can make the case for each of them. For Daniel Jones, I mean, maybe he's kind of like this year's Sam Darnold, not to that same extent, but just, you know, you find the right fit, you get a good offensive coach, and you he's the same guy that did lead the Giants to the playoffs 2 years ago and got that big contract for a reason. And even with Anthony Richardson, as poor as he's been, I mean, the Colts have been around 500. He could be like Gardner Minshew was 2 years ago, where he plays really well in that system. But I think I'd still put Jones last on that list.
Really?
I think so. And then I would look at the other two guys, and I would like to say Cam Ward, because we saw here what a difference a guy can make like C.J. Stroud, where you find that franchise quarterback, if that is what Ward is, you bring him in and they can have an impact right away. Jaden Daniels last year, that first year can be a big boon for your team, and you hope to get that if you're the Titans from Cam Ward. And to your point, Levis, I mean, it's almost addition just by subtraction. As long as you don't make some of the blunders, Levis single-handedly lost them a handful of games. They could be more competitive. But I think I'm going to say Travis Hunter, because I think the Jaguars on paper are better than the Titans. I think the Jaguars are more of a threat than the Titans, and therefore Travis Hunter can have that bigger impact of elevating the Jaguars even more than a good Cam Ward can elevate the Titans right now. Maybe I'm underselling the Titans. And then, of course, the other aspect is Travis Hunter is going to play both sides of the football, so he's going to impact the game on both sides, which is more than even a good quarterback Cam Ward can do. So I think it's a really interesting question. I think you could choose any of the three, but I'd say Travis.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hunter.
I think one of the reasons why you reasonably and logically can get to the place where Travis Hunter would be more impactful is one of the reasons why I think he actually won't end up being more impactful. That's because trying to play both ways, it just does not seem feasible at the NFL level of play and at the NFL scope of games. It's one of the things I'm looking for. I imagine by week 10, we're seeing either them deciding to, or, I mean, hopefully not, like being forced to have him play only one side of the football or just not play at all because of the ways in which this game will wear you down. I mean, how many times do we hear from these players that ain't nobody 100% once you get like halfway through the season? And that's just off of regular playing, whatever you are, talk less of then also playing on both sides. Plus he's an undersized guy, which is something that, I mean, is there. And I know that I'm not saying that that means that he can't play, but I think that when you start talking about where, when you start trying to cover, somebody mentioned on the text line, guys of the size of Jaden Higgins, and that's skipping. Hey, you remember Nico Collins? He's over there, right? Like, whatever, whichever guys you were trying to cover. Plus, the idea that NFL speed is not Big 12 speed, right? So he's going to be tested and pushed and pulled in all those facets, as any rookie is, on two sides of the football, because now he has to do that on the offensive side as well with all of the cornerbacks that I imagine are going to get out here and try and jam him and try and see, can we take your legs out from under you because we know you're playing both ways. I think he's going to be under constant assault when it comes to trying to get through the season. And so I don't know that he's going to be able to make that much of an impact sustained-wise. On the other end, I think this then comes to which of these offenses do you believe more highly in when you talk about the quarterbacks coming in? Because Cam Ward intrigues me. I don't think that this was a great quarterback class, but I do have an appreciation for who Cam Ward is and the type of dude he is. Yahoo Sports, or actually Titans Wire, put out an article about how Cam Ward like trash talks while receiving play calls. Like, he has that level of tenacity that makes him at least scrappy, even if I don't know like how great he is per se. Shout out to him. But like, I think that is a very intriguing proposition. I just don't know what to believe of Brian Callahan as offense coordinator. I think he's probably good. I don't know that he's great compared to. I have such respect for your head coach there in Indy for what he was able to do with the Gardner Minshew.
Right.
And I think that the places that we've seen Daniel Jones be effective is when he has a stout running game alongside him, an offensive coordinator that knows how to put him in the particular place to be successful. And it feels like Shane Steichen has done that with a quarterback before in Gardner Minshew, making the right decisions for him. And then if Jonathan Taylor's healthy, that is the running back alongside him that will help him be successful. Funny enough, I think it's Daniel Jones.
Wow.
Like, I sincerely think it's Daniel Jones, which if I had any level of belief that this was a fairly even conference, I would have concerns about the Indianapolis Colts. I just think the Texans are so far ahead of any of these other teams. But I do think Daniel Jones makes the biggest impact.
Interesting. Do you think it's a fair, wide-open quarterback competition in Indianapolis, or do you think they're still trying to like shoehorn Anthony Richardson in or give him as many opportunities as they can?
I think they would. The injury makes that more difficult.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, if you're getting out here and telling me it's a wide-open competition and you have Daniel Jones in here, I got one of two things to think. You're lying to me, or the way that you feel about your quarterback isn't all that strong. And I lean towards the latter. Like, and what has Anthony Richardson given you in a ways of feeling great about him, yeah, right? Both right. as a maturity type thing, which I gave him credit for. Like, I think he had done some things that made me feel like, oh, he's a decently mature young man. But then he did the thing where he pulls himself out of game, yeah, which makes you wonder, does he have the right maturity for what you're talking about in NFL football? And then, you know, hey, how many times can, or how long can you go with a quarterback that can't hit 50% of his passes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you supposed to do with that? Like, no matter how talented the ones that he does, or, you know, the incredible plays that he does make are, I can't deal with 50%. Like, maybe I'll deal with 60%. 50% is far too low of what we're talking about. And he did that along with, I think, only two other quarterbacks in the last, you know, the last quarter century of football.
Right.
Like, it's just not far enough along.
For sure. Now, based off of performance, I would have moved on from Richardson probably, you know, games ago, but I just wonder if they the Colts still feel invested or pot committed in trying to develop this quarterback that they drafted so high and went in on, where, you know, maybe Daniel Jones isn't so much the future as much as Anthony Richardson can be. But yeah, Jones, I think, is the more talented quarterback. And like we both kind of touched on, he could be Gardner Minshew. He could be even better than Gardner Minshew was 2 years ago in the right system.
Yeah. All right. So you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a fantastic win on the weekend for the Astros against the Angels before they head into a tough and maybe a revealing six-game homestand. How are the Astros still doing this? Let's talk about that more next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.